It just makes me depressed, but that's fine. That's fine.
You guys are making a podcast.
Asked for this.
So welcome to the podcast nobody asked for with me, Ian Harries.
And me, Graham Jones.
And this week, we don't have an episode for you.
No, life got in the way.
There was lots of life. There was some life for Graham. There was some life for me. There was some life for a couple of other people associated with our lives. It was a whole mess of life.
It was, but also shout out NHS.
Yeah, which I realise now makes this sound like... Everyone's okay.
Yeah.
But to put it lightly, we got our tax worth.
Yeah. We've seen a good ROI on those tax payments.
Exactly. And for a couple of reasons. One, we aren't allowed microphones near MRI machines. And two, if I did leave my wife in A&E to go and record a podcast, she would no longer be my wife. So we thought we're just going to chuck out a Patreon episode to you.
Yeah, a little bit of that old, it's the crack theory of economics, right? We'll just drip feed a little bit, hope you get hooked and give us your money.
Yeah, exactly. And as we did last time we released a Patreon episode, we have chosen... released a Patreon episode on the main feed anyway. We have chosen to give you one of the ones recorded in a car while we were crawling our way out of the Slam Dunk Music Festival.
Mm.
So this is last month's June's Undrafted.
June's. Yep.
Recorded live from a car in front of our first audience.
Yes, our live... It's not really a studio audience, is it? Our live... Back of a Cash Kai audience.
Exactly. And that is the dream, right? Everybody wishes they could perform their podcast in front of someone in the back of a Cash Kai. But yeah, so this is the Patreon episode. And stick around afterwards, because we got some news.
The big reveal.
Your heart is something because it's burning through. Come on! I try to get it.
Can I be frank with you? I think he's a bust. I want my picks back. I want my number ones back.
It's undrafted. It's undrafted. It's undrafted. It's undrafted.
No one asked for this.
I think that's recording.
That's cool.
Hello. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming it's working.
We look mental, by the way. Yeah.
No, of course we do. But everyone knows what's happening. And we're also in the dark in here, so we're
this
okay.
This is true. There seems to be some weird input into number four.
That's weird. Welcome to the podcast that we asked for, Undrafted, with me and Harry's.
And me, Graham Jones, and someone in the back of the car.
I was going to say, so this is our traditional, from the car park session after Slam Dunk, and also technically our first ever live episode, because as we said, there is someone in the car who also isn't a Patreon. So they shouldn't actually be listening to anything we're saying.
No, please put your fingers in your ears.
Yes. We will, for want of a better phrase, require you to muff it up. So how was Slam Dunk, Graham?
It was good. I'm achy. I'm nostalgic. Alkaline Trio played a song that they told us was released 25 years ago. And I feel old.
Oh, I'm not okay with that. Should I go right or left? What would you do?
You
also wouldn't have clipped a Range Rover on the way to pick you up.
There is that. Yeah. I'd probably go right.
Yeah.
Like Keir Starmer, am I right?
Hey!
This is a manual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do I need to hold that microphone?
I mean, you will. Well, I mean, because also I don't really need to come out of one when we're just driving slowly behind a Toyota.
This is not going to go well.
No, it's fine. It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, we could. Okay, if we have to stop and record the rest after getting like chicken nuggets at the Beaconsfield McDonald's, we will.
The Beaconsfield sessions.
Beaconsfield sessions. I mean, a hot take for you. I'll just stop the car. Electric Callboy should have headlined.
Mm, they were very good.
Because they're, if you took like just snapshots of everyone's set, you would have assumed they were the headliner.
Yeah, and they covered both, thrice. Sum 41, not thrice, they didn't cover thrice at all. Sum 41.
He sees me here and he's not letting me in, Graham. He sees me.
Oh, Linkin Park. And Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why. Go on. Nope.
No, it doesn't like you.
We zipper, mate. We got a zipper. All right, I'll stop again.
He's a toggle.
He is. But no, it was good. It was a good session. It was a good time. My back screamed once, which is always nice. And we saw one very, very bad tattoo.
Which one?
Quoth the Raven.
Oh,
never get a tattoo of Edgar Allan Poe on your neck. Yeah. Like, done badly.
It was horrific. And very, very, very visible.
It was disgustingly and
horrible. I won't be rapping on her bedroom door.
I'll tell you this. Graham was holding it for me, but I feel like I'm going to have to, for want of a better word, keep his arms up. Save your arms.
Save my
arms.
But
when we're moving more than...
Fair.
Thus far this episode, we have moved a grand total of 30 metres. But car park seems to be all right. Like, we seem to be okay. This seems to be more of a manners issue than a logistics issue.
We've moved further than we did that first 3 years ago.
Which is nice. But yeah, I didn't see any other shitty tattoos, which was kind of upsetting. We did see some interesting...
there was the...
T-shirts. Oh, he's going to let me in, isn't he? He's going to have to.
The Star Wars one at the beginning was pretty bad.
Oh, the person in the back of the car saw a diabolical Star Wars tattoo.
Nice.
Which was a Stormtrooper helmet surrounded by flowers. It was like, imagine the funerals after the Death Star exploded. Like, it looked like a bad one of those. Out of principle, I have to let this guy in now, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're the cunt.
I mean, I am, aren't I? Let's be real. No, it was good. It was as always. It was good. Good one, Graham. Also, very aware that the first one of these, we talked about which Pokemon we would fuck.
I forgot about that.
And that's harder to do when someone I've been friends with for 25 years is sitting in the back of the car. But if you're wondering, it was Ditto.
Yeah, because it could be anyone.
Yeah. But also...
It was just weird that you wanted it to be Myra Hindley.
I mean, like, that's not as weird as because I know for a fact, the person in the back of the car, the only thing that gets them off is death by fire.
Just fires in general, I think.
Yeah, it's just the thought of ash and fire. Ash and smoke.
I don't know about ash. Ash means the fire's over.
We can ask her. She's in the car. What about ash? No, she's not answering.
No.
Maybe we shouldn't
Sparks.
Do live shows. Sparks. Yeah, maybe Sparks. The old stubbing out the cigarette trick. Not that that's a trick. There we go. Now it's me.
Now it's you.
And we zipper.
You
zipper. All right, he's let him through. And then it's you. And then I'll let you in. Because we're nice people, ain't we?
You should probably hold.
You should hold this, Graham, because we're coming up to people in luminous jackets.
Okay.
And I feel like...
I don't think they have any authority.
They're all Jackie Weavers. But, yeah. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of thinking, because first time we did this, we were both delirious by the time we got back to the car. Or by the time we left.
By the time we left. We were sat here for a good hour and a half, I think.
So the first slam dunk sessions, it was a title which was something along the lines of best comedy movies or like best funny, like films that make us laugh or something.
It was vague as fuck.
Then the second one was movies, best movies for tattoos or something along those lines.
Yeah. We have actually not. This is live admin. We've not discussed what this should be.
We always do. That's the undrafted way. Which we know, but the person in the back doesn't know because she's not a patron. She has only heard a bit of the Patreon episode where you scrape the MX-5 over the edge
Brilliant.
Of the road.
Yeah, That's good content. Lighters are expensive though, Ian, so I don't know if she could afford £10 a month. Oh, this is only £2.50 a month, to be fair.
No, exactly, plus tax.
Plus tax.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, is there any other thoughts on...
On Slam Dunk?
Slam Dunk.
I...
As you said, you messaged me the other day about...
Oh, we did a live manifest, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a live manifest because Graham said that bands aren't... You said they had no authority, Graham. She's stopping me from driving.
You've given her that authority, and you've imbued her with it by it being...
But is it the law, though?
By being a little bitch. Yes, I texted you. I said, you know what? And this was... I can't even remember why. I think I was reminiscing about Pup. And I just texted you saying, you know what doesn't happen enough anymore? Bands playing random covers. And today, all we got was random cover. I think nearly every band I saw.
I think there was one band that I saw that didn't do a cover.
Less than Jake didn't.
Oh, yeah, but they might have.
They might have, yeah, this is true. She really doesn't like you, does she?
She stopped me twice now.
Yeah. I've never seen a Citroen try an off-road before.
We did this in an MX-5, Graham.
Yeah, true.
So we're still in a field, but it seems to be we have...
A field of dreams. Do you want to hold, while she's like holding you down, do you want to hold this? Because my arm's getting tired, and then I can take it off you.
Graham's arm's getting tired. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't, though, can I? Because there's people there.
What do you mean, because there's people there?
Well, no, she...
Oh, I thought you were telling me that you
could... She just told me to drive there was a group of people, including a disabled
person. There's an MX-5.
Yeah, don't do it, man. Maybe it is your MX-5. Maybe your wife has come here without telling people.
No, that's an old one. Right. This is so... Logistically, yeah. This might not last.
This might not... No, it's fine. I'm all right for
fine.
Now. All right. We're in traffic. Like, soon as I get out of second gear, then we could stop recording and we can pick up later.
Okay.
But yeah, but like, a shitload of people do covers, and I do like a good cover.
Mm. Best cover?
Ooh.
Duvet.
I'm a big fan of Eiderdown.
I don't even know what one of those is.
Love me and Eiderdown. They're kind of like, I think if anything, the duvet made them redundant.
Right, okay.
Because I think it was like, I think an Eiderdown is, it's either the top or the bottom sheet.
It's Eider, the top or the bottom.
Yeah, it's Eider, the top or the bottom. But I guess the one at the top would be an Eider up.
I'm assuming, is it not down because of like...
Yeah, it is,
duck?
But that's not as funny.
Okay, fair enough.
I was making duck feather here.
Anyway, favourite cover?
Favourite cover. Electric Callboy did a lot of very good ones.
Mm.
I have a lot. I have a special place in my heart for them doing Every Time I Touch.
Yes.
Every time I touch, get the feeling. Every time I touch,
I don't know if I misread the situation. Was the Sum 41 cover because the Sum 41 drummer was with them, or did I completely...
Yeah.
That is what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So he's the drummer for them now.
Yeah.
Because Sum 41 aren't a band anymore, which is a shame. The person in the back of the car saw them on their farewell tour. Yeah.
They'll come back. I've seen so many last ever shows.
I would agree usually, but I think there is a big dose of the old medical reasons.
Poor Wibbly.
Yeah. Wibbly had a wobbly, as you said earlier.
Allegedly.
But I mean, they're, unfortunately, they are just in too deep. Right?
Yes.
We still recording?
We are. Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
The red light's on.
Yeah. But yeah, Electric Callboy did a lot of very, very good covers.
Yep. The Meth's Prodigy cover is very good.
It is, because it sounds a lot girthier than it should with just two people.
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. Ian, were you about to say thicker, but then you went for girthier because it's a funnier word? Yes, yes I did. That is what just happened.
I'm still not sure thicker would have been a better word to use there.
Thicker sound.
Thick, with two C's.
Yeah.
Meth's got girth. Back. Yeah. Sophie Powers covered Heart-Shaped Box, which was quite fun.
Oh, yes, you said. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
What other ones were there? Knuckle Puck didn't do one, but that's because they did their first album in its entirety, which is good, because it's, fairly sure, the only stuff of theirs I've listened to. And it's a cracker.
I think I'd go for... I really enjoyed the Linkin Park cover that Electric Callboy did. I thought that was very good.
Yes. Oh, I've got every message I should have received today is now coming through. Which is great. But yeah, no, the Linkin Park one was good.
Oh, you are positive.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Weird that came through as a notification.
smartphones these days can do all sorts.
Absolutely wild. But no, there were some good covers. There were some good covers. Maybe we go covers then, Graham.
Covers?
Maybe the topic for this... and we're in the driving slowly through the woods stage of Leaving Slam Dunk, which is a lot creepier when me and you are talking to ourselves and ignoring the fact there is a woman sitting at the back of the car. but also a woman who doesn't sign up to Patreon. So, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen.
It's gone from a person to a woman. Is this slowly revealing her identity?
By the end, we're full postcode and full naming. I only full name my friends who have the same name as celebrities. that is precedent I have set now. Yeah.
And also we censor out Nate's name as well. So.
Yeah, no, true. Do we do songs from if we were in a? This is a long title.
Okay.
If we were in a band,
right?
Which songs from movies we would do a metal cover of?
Yes.
It requires thinking of songs from movies.
Does.
While in the woods.
It does, yeah.
With a 35-year-old woman in the back of the car.
Okay. All right, we'll give it a go.
Right, okay.
Originals or needle drops?
I think we could go either or, Graham, because, again, like, and to be clear to all of our Patreons out there, so person in the back of the car, you can't actually listen to this because you aren't a Patreon.
It's back to being a person.
They know how much we Google.
Yeah, fair.
These episodes, right? So
yeah,
I feel like
it's pretty much AI at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we're good to just go for any song that we can say yes, it was in this one.
Cool.
Do you want to pick first?
Yeah, Magic Dance.
Oh,
from
you
Labyrinth.
Cunt. You absolute cunt.
That's the first one that came to mind.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I could also just pick a song from Labyrinth, but yeah, no, I can hear it already.
Yeah,
it does require having to do a baby voice on stage.
That's okay.
But I also did the backing vocals for a punk cover of Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Aqua.
So I think I could do that.
You could be a little baby.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe? Yeah.
I see my baby. Yeah, that's a great song. Cried as hard as babe could cry.
Absolutely.
What could you do? All right. We could skip that. Was that a good choice? Woman in the back? Who's a 35-year-old from West London. Right, she loved it.
That was great.
That was good. My choice, a cover of a song me and a friend of mine who's also not a Patreon, so fuck him, legitimately tried to cover.
Right.
Which is Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Because that for me, for like the old... like.
Just for the listener, a yes from the back there?
A yes from the back? A 35-year-old woman who's lived in... not just West London, but also various spots on the M4 corridor. But yeah, I just think that would work. I think that would,
yeah,
it would. You know, you get to do a couple of voices, which is always fun.
Yeah? Yes, yeah. Donny Osmond.
No, it's Ian, mate. We've been friends for ages. Donny Osmond, or if you are Chinese, Jackie Chan.
Nice. I'm not Chinese.
Donny Osmond. Yeah. Jackie Chan does the singing for the like the Mandarin dub of it.
Right. Okay.
Which is great.
Because Donny Osmond did do that. They had that Crazy Horses, which is kind of like metal adjacent. So
yes,
you could maybe get him starring.
Well, Belgium thought the Osmonds were a rock band because that was the only song of theirs they got released.
Really?
Yeah. So they turned up expecting like, you know, Crazy Horses, and they got the fucking I'm a long-haired lover from Liverpool.
What? Why is your Scouser very cockney?
That is exactly what that song sounds like, and I will maintain that.
Okay,
your choice.
One of
mine. I can't actually remember the name or anything to do with the song, so that's going to be fun.
Cool. We're always in the weeds with the details on this podcast.
Yeah. Which the person in the back would know if they were signed up to Patreon.
I'm going to go for right. So I've got the movie, but it's a toss-up between two.
Okay.
So I was going to go, the original thought was Reproduction from Grease 2.
Oh.
But I think I'm going to go for Cool Rider.
Ooh. Cool Rider, who guests the podcast, Jamie Lennon, who isn't a Patreon, but he was also a guest, and he's a big deal, so we're kind of okay with that one.
Yeah. he was in Reuben, woman in the back.
He was in fucking Reuben. and weirdly pushed a friend of mine's car into a wall. But I would have driven it myself. He wants to do like a full just cover of the Grease 2 soundtrack.
He does. You would have driven it into the wall.
Yeah, I would have driven it into the wall.
Yeah, fair.
It was. Because, I mean, let's be real. I have one hand on the wheel. I have one hand on the microphone.
Yes.
But we are also at a standstill in the woods with a woman in the back of the car.
yeah. I think Cool Rider probably lends itself a little bit more if we're going metal.
Cool Rider. Yeah, that works.
Reproduction is just a fun song.
Cool Rider. It's a great. I stand by it. It's a great song.
I love Grease too.
Oh, I love Grease as well. yeah, no, Cool Ride is a great one. Next one.
We're specifically heavy metal covers, right?
Specifically heavy metal covers. Okay. I am just thinking of Needle Drops. I would go for a metal cover of, and this Graham, this is our second David Bowie song in four choices.
Brilliant.
So we are 50% Bowie pod right now. Cat People.
Ah.
So Inglourious Bastards.
Bastards.
Because that feels like it has the drop built into it, because you would keep it kind of slow at the beginning.
Yeah.
Of those, that bit.
Yeah.
And then Putting Out Fire with Gasoline, which is again something
Putting
back
Out
Fire fucking loves.
With Gasoline.
Tell me more about the fire. yeah, like it just drops in. A bit of the old double bass.
Yeah.
As in the double bass pedal, not the jazz style.
Not the jazz
double
bass. Style, double bass. Yeah, I like it. I was thinking Tarantino next as well. I was gonna go. Are you done with cat
people?
Yeah,
I'm done with. I am done with the cat people.
They could be
unless
cat
the
people
person in the back wants to talk more about fire.
There could be cat people in these woods.
There could be cat people.
Weird. I need to see that movie. It sounds insane. I was gonna go.
Graham's referring to cat people, not like a name called. There's
a name
could be cat. Yeah, I'd love to see the film. Could be cat people in these woods.
That's the sequel.
I'm just gonna have a mint.
Son of a Preacher Man.
Ooh.
From
Billy Ray Was a Preacher.
Yeah.
I don't know why it came out like that.
Everything is. You're very club singer today. yeah, I think the drop
he
would be on.
Started talking.
Would be on Son of a Preacher Man, I think, so. Yeah.
No, it would be Son of a Preacher Man, and then you'd have, like, the Day to Remember, like, wah! Noise afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is slightly Al Pacino now, I think about it. But, no, that's a good one. I like that. Right, person in the back. They can't hear you, by the way. Because these are dynamic microphones. What is, it is a very famous ballad, which weirdly is Oscar nominated, but it was written for Con Air.
Oh,
because it would be a great cover, but for the life of me, I can't remember the fucking song. I just remember it is like one of the 90s ballads. Fuck it. Do we have?
I haven't got any internet.
Maybe. Go on. Con. I can Google jingle it. Google jingle in the woods.
Time to Google.
We are Googling.
Lost in the woods.
Go on, right, google.com. Come on. Come on, Google. Come on. We need you, Google. Me, Graham, the woods, and the woman in the back. Fuck.
No,
I can't remember.
You're on your own. Should we? You can go with that ballad from Con Air, but that's how you have to put it into the vote.
Yeah, all right, done. That ballad from Con Air. And then once we've hit open asphalt, Graham,
yeah,
you will understand my choice.
I don't want to hit you open asphalt ever.
That. Oh, fuck, we never talked about... I, we're not going to explain any of this. Yeah. We never talked about inking up my anus and writing a letter to you.
We didn't, no.
No, that's a shame.
I will send you the Joe Exotic thing
that
later.
That got a cough from the back of the car, so I think that's a success.
Right, where are we now?
Still in the woods.
Still in the woods in Hatfield.
Still in the woods, right. So this is your third choice.
Fourth.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've only done two.
No, you've done three.
Have I?
Yeah.
Man Out of You. Oh, Man Out of You, Cat People, and then
yeah.
The Ballad from Con Air. Yes. Hello. Yes! No, how do yeah. I live without yeah. you?
Nice.
I want to know. Yeah, it'll be great. It works.
Cool.
Thank you, person in the back.
So I think this has been covered, but it hasn't been covered as a metal song.
Even if they have, again, this is our choice in our
this
metal
is
band.
True. My Heart Will Go On.
Oh. Celine. Oh, I like it. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Also, like...
Because Newfound Glory.
Yes, Newfound
famously
Glory.
Famously did that.
And but also, like, what's more metal than dying in a sinking ship?
Or throwing a priceless rock into the fucking sea.
Or doing
after telling
that,
your family about the homeless boy you fucked 100 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think that's punk. That's not metal, that's punk.
Yeah, true. No, you sit down. Anyway, the condensation built in the car. And then I looked him in the eye and said, do you want to start a fire?
Do you remember going into detail about how Godzilla could have been... fucking in the car.
With his clock?
With his clock.
It's fucking underwater.
Fucking underwater.
God, what a musical.
So
right.
This is your fourth, Ian.
Fourth. My fourth.
Yeah.
You know what? No, I'm going to save that one to the end because there is no world. There is no world where you are picking that. I know, because we're doing our metal band. Shit. We can't cover that song because it would be racially inappropriate. Natu Natu, specifically covered by Bloodywood, would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But we cannot do that, because we do not speak any of the languages that that song has been translated into.
No, it also
apart
feels...
from the one English line, which I think is, go on!
It's quite colonial as well, suggesting
yes.
that, I think.
Yes. Still recording? We're still good?
Yeah, we got all of your racist remarks there.
That was no, that was me specifically not being racist.
Okay, your racist
for those,
thoughts.
For those listening, I'm yet to come out of first gear in the woods, so this is still mostly safe.
Mostly safe.
Okay, we're not going
to
do...
There's you might need to do the battery jingle, because there's one bar of battery on this thing.
Oh, shit, right. Well, I do have spare batteries with me.
Good.
Okay, so I am going to go for... Fuck it. I am going to go for the one I was going to leave to the end, just to kind of make me think a bit more. Okay. Lion of Love from the Eurovision movie. Because I fucking... Like, if I'm being honest and real with myself, if I was still in a band, that band would have covered that song now, whether they fucking liked it or not.
Good. I also like the fact that you're being honest and real with yourself. That feels like a big step.
I'm being
today.
Honest and real with myself, with you, and with the woman in the back of the car.
The woman in the back of the car.
My favourite part is there are going to be people listening to this thinking, what's there a woman in the back of the car? It's just like a weird running joke they've got. They're trying to make...
Is this going to be used in court one day?
No.
Okay, last choice.
Because you are lost in the woods.
Lost in the woods. I really love the Panic at the Disco cover of that. Right. Final song.
Ooh, I got one. Final song. Come on, you got this.
I know, I had one, and then you started being all colonial, and it made me lose my train of thought.
That's usual. That's how we get them. How do I live without you?
Oh, okay, yes. I remembered it. Not because of that. Night Call from Drive.
Ooh.
By Kavinsky.
I would love to learn how to make songs like that, but it seems so fucking hard.
It seems so fucking hard, but also it feels like the barrier to being to having the equipment to do it feels very low, because basically...
Kind of, but it's the weird thing of it seems both low and also like, right, you need to get a specific 1990s computer that you can only build from like dust and things you get from a charity shop.
Yeah.
And then you have to run that through a microwave that they only sold in 1972.
So it's low and high.
Yeah, because you've got that guy who does like programs. It looks like an old like IBM supercomputer.
Yeah, yeah.
With a load of like pipe, because he covered Song 2 by Blur.
Okay, nice.
And it was really fucking cool. But like, yeah, it was an odd one. But no, I like that a lot.
Yeah. But you started talking, but I was going to say low and high, like the midget high jump.
Nice. In the jump of a lifetime.
The jump, Gary Oldman's high jump.
Gary there's no song about, unfortunately, is there? All the small things was the tagline on the poster.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, final choice then, Greg.
Final choice
for me. And we are still stuck in the woods.
I think we're not a million miles away, though, so...
We're in a traffic jam in the woods, which is a song from Driven. No, Man of Constant Sorrow, Graham. Bit of a bluegrass metal cover from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the Coen brothers.
Great film. Good old George Clooney.
Sepia-toned movie, yeah.
Is that where you're leaving it? Is that what you got to say about it?
Yeah, Constant Sorrow. life is pain, Graham.
Life is pain.
We all know that. Me, you, the woman in the back of the car. And the woods. Look at them. The woods are in pieces, mate. But yeah, no, Man of Constant Sorrow, all of the music in that film is like impeccable.
It is very good, yeah.
And I think it would kind of work, because
been a Coen Brothers movie for a while, has there?
No, because they started doing their own things a little bit. So like they did, one of them did Macbeth.
Right. I think that was Shakespeare, mate.
Oh, shit. I see what he did there. But yeah, no, Man of Constant Sorrow, it would work, because bluegrass is like super technical, so you could kind of, I think it would be quite easy to turn that into a metal version.
Yeah. Mathcore.
Because that's the band we're immediately going into. I haven't played the electric guitar to play anything other than jingles in 4 years.
And I can't play a thing.
Yeah.
Play the triangle.
The last musical thing you did was sell your bass guitar to my brother who never played it 20 years ago.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And I'm fairly sure that time frame is right. All my brother did was sand it.
Absolutely. It must have been 20 years ago. I would have been...
20 years younger.
There is that. Yeah, I would have been just leaving sixth form, I think.
Classic.
You're welcome, Tom.
Yeah.
Got a good deal. I think I sold it for about 50 quid.
Yeah, it was a decent base, to be fair. And yeah, my brother did fuck all with it.
I also did fuck all with it, to be fair. So. Apart from I learned to play Seven Nation Army.
Have you ever had that thing where somebody tells you something and you have to pretend it was information you already remembered?
Yes.
I lent a friend of mine a banjo.
Right.
So long ago.
Yeah.
I forgot that I'd ever owned a banjo.
So you've owned two banjos?
He literally... Oh, yeah, yeah, the dog. Yeah, this isn't the dog. This is the five-stringed...
five-string cat.
Yeah, the five-string cat. But yeah, he messaged me and was like, oh, I've still got your banjo. I was like, oh, yeah. That's something I owned.
That's a hell of a message to receive out of the blue.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to remember things, isn't it? But what's the count on? Are we still...
Well, we're still recording.
Oh, yeah, but how long have we recorded for?
32 minutes.
That's an all right one.
That feels... I mean, time-wise, yes. Content,
that feels
jury's out.
Took us a bit... Well, I mean, one thing...
We got at least four laughs from the back.
One thing that has proof of this is we could do a live show.
We could, yeah. Like,
our audience might be people who are...
we've nearly sold out this car. There's only two seats left.
Exactly. 33% capacity. There's lots of places that I'd love that.
Yeah. I'd take it.
Can she get out of the car? No! Because we're in the middle of the aforementioned woods.
And Ian put the child lock on before we got before we left.
Safety first, Graham.
It's not for me. I'm worried you'll set fire to the trees. Because I also realised we haven't mentioned why we keep referring to the women in the back of the car as an arsonist. No, not even an arsonist. Somebody who gets sexual gratification from being an arsonist. And that's fine. That's something I'm willing to just leave hanging there.
Yeah, what would that be? Pyrophiliac?
I'd say a pyrophile, yeah.
Pyrophile?
A pyrophile. You have to be very careful to say. Yeah. No. Pyro!
Pyro.
Yeah, she burnt the yew tree down.
I do where like, are I do we like leaving that. This?
So what? What I was about to say was this proves that we could do a live show.
Yeah.
And then I referred to our one audience member as a pyrophile and then made a joke about punting for pedophile. So
yes.
Maybe
that has always been my concern about our live show is self-censoring.
I think our live shows would be very good. Maybe that is a future undrafted topic of like potential topics for a live show.
Yeah.
Because I do think there are some good uns. But yeah, no, I am very aware of the things that we cut out of the podcast. And now so is the woman in the back of the car. But yeah, I think it could work. Like I think we're obviously in with the cheerful, earful crowd now. So I feel like
There's a thing in October. Maybe we should look into it.
It's not an impossibility that a live show could be a thing.
No.
But, I mean, all I'm saying is the woman in the back of the car would go. Right?
That sounded like a threat.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that we are in the middle of some deep, dark woods. Sure, there's an old MX-5 in front of us with what can only be described as a weathered England sticker on the back of it. And then a car behind me that I can't see because its headlights are too bright. So there are witnesses. That's all I'm saying. So you're safe.
No.
What, I'm trying to make her feel bad.
You're making me feel worse.
Well, that's not my problem. That is between you, the woods, and the woman in the back of the car. Well, that's been the podcast somebody asked for undrafted, I guess.
Yeah, and that's songs from movies that we'd like to cover as metal bands. Metal songs drafted.
No one asked for this.
So that was the episode.
It was. It was a very prophetic episode. Prophetic, not pathetic, although some.
That was a very pathetic episode.
I'll leave it up to the listener to see if it was maybe one other or both, but hopefully just prophetic. And why would that be, Ian?
Because we have been asked to play. We've been asked to play. We've been asked to.
I get asked to play every day by my son. To be fair,
I mean usually that is fair. That is fair. Probably not the same question though. But
no.
Yeah. So we've been asked to do a live episode at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival, which is fucking awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's going to be on the 12th of October at the Bedford in Balham. And more details will follow soon as well as things like ticket links and stuff like that. But it's really cool. It's fucking surreal. It hasn't sunk in yet.
It is, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think we've been brainstorming a lot of ideas to make the live format workable. There's the potential that we increase our live audience 50-fold, which sounds impressive, but obviously we did have a live audience of one previously. But yeah, it should be good fun. Don't get confused like me, because I've been telling it's the Balham in Bedford. It's the Bedford in Balham.
Yes, so the Bedford pub in Balham. It's lots
Not
of bees.
The Balham pub in Bedford. Because that could equally be a thing.
It could well be. We will check.
Hmm.
But, yeah, details to follow.
Details to follow. Maybe we'll think of a prize draw for a free ticket or something.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Who I think, knows? Yeah. Next episode, for a bit of live episode admin, are we just... So next episode will be in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Next episode will be in 2 weeks, then. And it's gonna be a good one.
It is.
And that's that. We've also chucked a guest episode on the feed that we did with Harley because we're nice. We want to give you more stuff.
Always
give.
No one asked for this.